come, bowing down before your throne. We know that we could never repay all we owe, but you said that we could come before you as we are, as we are.
The following is a recorded teaching from the Heart to Heart online summer series titled In Our Home. More information about this series is available on our website at www.refugefamily.com/womensministry.
I am excited for what God has for us for women's ministry. I am excited that we have this summer session going. I am excited for the number of ladies that are able to teach us. And I am excited for you to hear them and be a part of what's going on in their lives as well as what's going on in your own. So God is doing great things. Does anybody realize how great God is? Yeah, okay, yeah, great, yes, thank you, thank you. And we're all on the same page, so I'm excited about that as well. And this is the day that the Lord has made, so I will rejoice, I will, and I will be glad in it. I will be glad in it, because there will be plenty of things to take my gladness away. Anybody else found that recently? Plenty of things to take our gladness away. God's got this. God's got this. And we're still here, and God's got great plans for us ahead. So this morning, I'm going to pray. Then we're going to have our video. Now, our video is much longer than normal. It is a worship video. So participate, enjoy it, and just be a part of it. And then after that, Delaney is going to come up and share the word with us today. So I'm excited to have Delaney sharing with us, and she's going to tell you a little bit about herself when she gets up here, because I forget everything and I can't even tell you. I think she has one child. I don't know. Other than that, she's married and that's it. So she's going to tell you all about herself. So let's pray. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've brought us to this place, Lord, that you've given us all things that we need to accomplish whatever you've called us to do. And you have called every one of us to do something for you, something with you, Lord, something that makes a difference in other people's lives as far as the kingdom is concerned. And so, Lord, we give this time to you this morning. We give this time to you that causes us to, Lord, to just rest in who you are and to be at peace with what you've called us to do. Lord, there will be plenty of things for us to be afraid of. There will be plenty of things for us to get upset about. There will be plenty of things going on in our lives that will tempt us to take our eyes off of you, Lord. But even as last week when we saw that vision of you holding the shoulders of the girl and just telling her as everything was going on around about her, just look at me, look at me, look at me. So Lord, help us to look at you today and to keep our eyes set like flint on you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.
Of Abraham, you're the God of covenants and faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn. Faithfulness to me from the
the rising sun, to the setting same, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me.
My anchor.
sun.
I'll still bless. Yes, I'll still bless you in the middle of the storm, in the middle of my trial. I'll still bless you in the middle of the road when I don't know where to go. I'll still bless you in the middle of my storm, in the middle of my trial. I'll still bless you when I'm in the middle of the road and I don't know which way to go.
I'll still bless you.
I'll still bless you. I'll still bless you.
Oh,
I've got a reason to bless you, yeah. I've got a reason to bless you.
I'll still bless you.
I've got a reason to bless your name. You've been faithful. You've been faithful. You've been so good to me. You've been so good. Come on, just lift up your praise. Just lift up your worship to Him. You've been so good. You've been so good. Let this heart, this body be filled with your praise. Be filled with your praise. We bless the Lord. Oh, I still bless you.
That was so good, right? When Bethany sent me that video yesterday, I was like, okay, God, like this goes so perfectly with what you've given me to share. So I was so excited that we would be listening to that before I come up here. How's everybody doing? Okay, so for those who don't know me, my name's Delaney. I have been a mother for 9 years and a wife for 3 years. I was born a sinner 29 years ago, and I dedicated my life to the Lord when I was 12 years old. I am not a Bible scholar, and I never imagined myself being a Bible teacher. So when Joy asked me to speak, I felt very sick to my stomach, and quite honestly feel that way right now. But when she told me what she wanted me to share about God's promises and how He keeps His promises, I realized that her asking me to teach this study was actually God fulfilling one of His promises to me. And so I knew that I had to say yes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this day. I thank you for the cloud cover, and I thank you for bringing these women here today to hear from you. I pray, God, that you would speak through me and that no matter what I have in my notes, that your word would be what is put out today. I pray that you would just bless these women who are here, those who are watching online, and just bless this time together in your name. Amen. So one of my favorite quotes is from a woman named Morgan Harper Nichols, and it says, "Tell the story of the mountains you've climbed because your words could become a page in someone else's survival guide." And so that's why I'm here. I'm here to tell you a little bit about the mountains that I've climbed and how God has brought me through them. The verse that I was given to teach on is Romans 4:21, and that says, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. So obviously we know that God is powerful, and we know that he keeps his promises. To give us a little bit more context, I want to read verses 18 through 21. And it says, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. So we're all pretty familiar with the story of Abraham and Sarah and how God promised them that he would give them a child, even though they were really old and they didn't think that it was possible. And at one point, I think it's important to realize that they did try and take things into their own hands. They didn't wait on the Lord, and Abraham slept with his maidservant and had a child through her, but that's not what God's promise was. And so eventually he did fulfill that promise. And so in this story, God still gets the glory. I know from personal experience that it can be very hard to wait for a promise to be fulfilled. But there is so much beauty and so much good that God can do in the waiting. And throughout the Bible, there's so many promises. I'm sure everyone could name a different promise that God gives us. But there's three that I want to focus on today. One, he has good plans for you. Two, he is with you. And three, he will meet your needs. So for me, I'm going to start by sharing a little bit about my history. When I was 19, I was in a relationship with someone who had just barely come to know the Lord. And unfortunately, we were living in sin. And at a point, I realized that my relationship with God could not be right if we were living in sin, and his relationship with God could not be right if we were living in sin. And so we talked and we made the decision. We needed to get right with the Lord, and we needed to stop sinning. And so we started going to church together and reading together. And I thought things were great. I thought we were on the right track. And I was really excited about what God was going to do. Well, a few weeks later, I found out that I was 9 weeks pregnant. And it was like the shock of my life. I thought, okay, God, we just made things right. You know, yes, we were in sin, but we confessed and we made things right. And now my world was just completely shifting. It was completely turned upside down. And in my just panic and fear, the Lord reminded me of a very popular verse, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, plans to give you a future and a hope. And so I clung to this throughout my entire pregnancy. And whenever I thought of it, I just felt the Lord putting on my heart that he was going to use me and my son and our story to reach others and to help others in their lives. And what's crazy is that he really gave me the impression that I would be sharing my story like this someday. And here I am. So this is God fulfilling his promise to me. A year and a half after my son was born, God revealed some things to me about my then fiancé that just showed me that I needed to end the relationship and that he was not who God had planned for me. But he just continued to give me that reassurance. I have good plans for you, Delaney. I have really good plans for you. You just have to trust me. And so there I was, a young single mom just looking to God for help. And then that comes with Isaiah 43:1-3. It says, But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. I just love thinking about that and pausing at that moment, just thinking about how we're his. And that's so important to remember. And I think, especially as women, it's hard to claim that because we find our identity in all these different things, but really what we need to find our identity in is the fact that we are his, we're his daughters. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through fire, you will not be set ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And I love this picture of how powerful God is, how he can stop the raging seas. And I think about, you know, when they walked through water and they were not swept away. And fire not being able to set us ablaze. It just makes me feel so safe knowing that God is there and he's like this bubble around me. He's not going to let me perish because of the sin or anything that's going on around me. But I think it's really, really important to note that it does not say we won't get a little wet or that we won't get a little warm and uncomfortable. It just says that we won't be swept away and we won't be set ablaze. So yes, God is so powerful and he is with us, he protects us, he shields us, but that does not mean that it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that we're not going to be a little bit uncomfortable in the process. He never promises that we won't go through hard things. In fact, he promises that we will go through hard things, but he promises to be with us through all of it. I was on Pinterest yesterday scrolling through and this came up and I thought it fit so perfectly. It says, remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? God didn't put out the fire. He just put Jesus in there and they came out without smoke. It's not about God stopping all the bad things. It's about who he is and who he puts in there with you. I love that. And I thought it was so perfect because it's true. It's not about, you know, what's going on around us. It's not about the hardship that we're going through. It's about who's there with us and what he's doing through us. So as my own story continues, God was faithful to be with me through a lot of hard things. I was a single mom for 6 years, and I had my heart broken quite a few times. And then, praise God, he brought me an amazing husband who loved me and loved my son, and who I knew would be an amazing spiritual leader in our household. So 6 months into our marriage, we decided we wanted to try and have a baby. I went into it thinking, surely God, this will be easy for us. We were pure in our relationship. We have been through hard things together, but we were ready to take on this new part of life and having a baby together. So of course, God, you're going to make this easy for us, right? Well, after months and months of having our heart broken, a year into trying to have a baby, we decided to get some testing done and found out that it would be near impossible for us to get pregnant because of my husband's reproductive health. We went through so many emotions and just so many feelings because, like, we were good with God. We were involved in the church. We, you know, dedicated our lives to the Lord. Our family read the Bible daily together, and we just felt like, why? Like, why, God? There's so many people around us who probably shouldn't be getting pregnant. Why aren't we getting pregnant? And it's so easy to do that when you think, you know, well, I'm doing everything right, so I should get what I want, right? But that's not the case. That's not what God has for us. It's not everything that we want. It's everything that we need. But in our journey, we decided that we were just going to trust in God. And we continued to have hope. And I was continued to be reminded way back when I first got pregnant with my first son, God has good plans for me. So whatever those plans are, whether they be what I want them to be or not, they're good. And so he gave me this peace, and there was definitely a lot of ups and downs. There was a lot of emotions, a lot of being angry with God and not understanding why. But he gave me this peace, and I kept feeling this reassurance from him that he was going to get me through this. And at the time, I took that as, okay, he's going to give me a baby. It's going to be just later. And that's the only way I saw myself getting out of this place where I was just sad and, you know, just struggling to breathe even. I thought the only way that I could get out of that was for God to allow me to get pregnant. And so for the next 9 months, my husband started seeing a doctor. He started getting his health better. He changed his diet. He was doing some natural things to help. And although this was definitely one of the darkest times of my life, and there were times that I felt like God wasn't there, I knew that he was because of these things that he had placed in my heart before. I knew that he had good plans for me. And I knew that even in the hardest, darkest parts of my life, he was there with me, even though I didn't always feel that way. But we came to a point where we had been trying for almost 2 years and nothing had changed. We couldn't really spend any more money on the treatment. And that's when God met me in a totally new way that I never would have imagined. And that's where the third promise I want to talk about comes from. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." See, he doesn't say he will give us everything that we want. He says he will give us everything that we need. I didn't need a baby, but I did need to feel God. I needed to feel him, and I needed to come to a place where I could be content with the family that I had. I had a son. I was a mother already, something that I wanted to be my entire life, something I knew I was made to be. And I was a wife. I have a beautiful family. I have amazing in-laws. I have an amazing family support system myself. I have great friends. But I felt this deep hole in my heart, and I just felt unhappy with where I was at. So after two of the hardest years of my life, God taught me this beautiful lesson, and he brought me to an amazing place of complete peace and contentment in him. He proved himself faithful again and again. And even though I thought the only way he could bring me to a place like this was to get pregnant, he brought me through this season by giving me what I needed. I needed him. I needed him to walk with me through a hard season again. I had been through other hard seasons, but all I needed was him. I don't know why God didn't allow my husband and I to have a baby, and maybe he will one day. But I do know that he has provided me with everything that I need, and he has been with me through so many things. And even though there were times where I didn't feel him, reading these things, reading these promises has just continued to speak to me in my life. I've heard these verses countless times, but it never loses its beauty because I look at my life and I see God's faithfulness. I see his promises and I see him fulfilling those promises. So he walked with me through the raging fire, through the raging waters, and here I am. I'm okay. I'm happy. I love my family. I'm totally happy with where we're at. I will be 100% fine if I never have a baby because I have God, and that's really all I need. And I don't think I was ever able to say that before. I think although I grew up in a Christian home and I've loved the Lord pretty much my whole life, I don't think I've ever been able to say with 100% confidence that I am 100% happy and content with what the Lord has given me in my life. So maybe there's some promises that you're waiting for God to fulfill. Maybe there's things that you think, God, why aren't you answering this? Or God, why am I not getting this? I want it. But I just want to tell you, the real true beauty is just finding contentment with Jesus. Because he promises to be with us. He promises to be there through everything, through all the hard things. He's there, even if you can't feel him. And really, it's all for his glory. Because I can stand here today telling you, I didn't get what I wanted. But that's okay. Because God's with me, and that's what I need. And he tells us he will meet our needs. And maybe it's a practical need that you're looking for. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's physical. But the ultimate promise is that he's everything that we need. It's him that we're going to find all the things that we need in. It's not going to be through friends or family even. It's not going to be through what you do in your life for a job or as a mother, as a wife, as a sister, as a friend. Those aren't the things. It's God. It's all God. That is where you are going to be able to say, okay, I'm okay because I have God with me. And so I just want to remind you, maybe he's promised you things and you're like, okay, where are you at? God keeps his promises. And maybe it's not going to be for a long time that you realize he's fulfilling promises in your life that you didn't think were being fulfilled. He won't let you down. And maybe things won't turn out the way that you thought that they would. But I can tell you from my own experience, God has good plans for you. And even if your life is completely different than what you imagined it to be, it's going to be so, so good. Let's pray. God, I just thank you again for this time. I thank you for these women, and I thank you for getting me through this. I thank you for your promises, and I thank you for being faithful in my life so that I can share with others about how good and how faithful you are. I pray that you would just bless these women. I pray that those who are waiting, those who are searching, those who are hoping, Lord, I pray that they would just find complete rest and peace in you and your promises and your faithfulness. I just thank you so much for this opportunity to share with these ladies. In your name, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here, and have a good day.
We come bowing down before your throne. We know that we could never repay all we owe. But you said that we could come before you as we are. As we are. Welcome.
Thank you for listening to this Heart to Heart Summer Series episode recorded at Refuge Calvary Chapel in Huntington Beach. We hope you've been encouraged by today's lesson and join us again as we continue to study through the Word of God. For more information about the Heart to Heart Women's Ministry, please visit our website at www.refugefamily.com/womensministry or call us at 714-891-9495.